Hello and welcome to Little Happy Mess. Great that you're here today. Today I'd like to talk about victimhood. We all play different roles in our life, and sometimes we take on the role of a victim or worse, perpetrator. And I'd like to talk about how those roles don't serve us and how the only way to manage your life successfully is to take responsibility. Have fun!
Welcome to the mess.
On the surface she looks fine, but what's inside ain't always in line. Life is good, life is bad, she's a mess. Happy one.
Hi, I'm Little Happy Mess, and welcome to my podcast. Quoting myself. Today, I feel victimized by life. I woke up and yesterday went to sleep with this feeling of unworthiness. I'm just really disappointed of myself. I feel like I have to punish myself for being such a disappointment and failure. And if you look at the hard facts in my life right now, I could be sad or disappointed or whatever. Story time! So having heard this quote, I think we all know this moments in life when we're like, why is this always happening to me? And the thing is, sometimes we don't understand because we're so nice and we're always so good, and then these bad things keep happening to us, and sometimes they all happen at once. So we end the relationship, or a relationship ends. We don't like how our family treats us. We have problems at school, work, or studying, or whatever. And then maybe some other things, and they all happen at once, and we're like, why? And even people from outside, they like look at us and, you know, those nice people and good people, and they wonder, why is this happening to them? They're always so good, and they always, you know, they always provide for their community, and still those bad things keep happening to us, to them. Why? Wisdom. So first of all, I'd like to say that it is always our choice how we view life. So it is our choice to say these things keep happening to me, or that we simply accept them. It's important to never forget that life never happens to us, but for us, because we are the creators, the CEOs of our life. And if we don't like the course our life is taken, then it's our decision to change either our point of view or the situation we are currently in. And the universe, it always matches our energy. So if we have negative subconscious beliefs that we are maybe not even aware of, or if we have conscious beliefs that are negative, so we go to bed every day like, whoa, I hate this, or whatever, then the universe always matches this energy and gives you back negative energy. So it, by law, always answers your questions. So if you're like, why is this always happening to me? The universe will give you a reason why this is always happening to you. And if you're like, oh, but I don't believe in all that spiritual universe, God, or whatever stuff, I just believe in myself and what I see and hear and feel, what I can sense, then it doesn't hurt you to think positively and to wake up positively and to go into the world with a positive attitude. Why? Because your time here is limited anyway. Why not spend it positively? Every second, every minute counts. You know, you could just like sit here, then this microphone construction falls onto me, and then this shell falls onto me too, I die. And imagine my last words were, I hate my life. Like, no, go change it if you don't like it. Go accept it if you don't like it. Or go leave a situation if you hate it. Accept, change, leave. Always, always have those three options in your head, because there are no other options. You either fully accept your situation, you change your situation, or you leave a situation. There is no other options. Those are the only three things leading to a happy, fulfilled life, in my opinion. And many other people say this. And it's very simple, so it's pretty cool. It's easy to remember. Then what I'd also want to talk about is how sometimes when we feel victimized in life, we kind of change to the opposite. So we become perpetrators. This is such a hard word. Took me a while to spell it. Had to look it up. Anyway, so if you change from being a victim, so for example, let's say you were in a relationship and then your boyfriend or your girlfriend left you, and now all females, all males are evil. So you kind of think it's okay to treat everybody badly because you've been treated badly. I think you all know this, like, oh, I'm not gonna talk to that person, or I'm gonna be all nice and then screw them when they don't see it, or when they, I don't know, can't perceive it or whatever, or talk bad behind their back. And that's not a solution. That's like passing trauma or pain on just because you can't or don't want or not willing to process it. The problem with that is that it doesn't make you happier. If you truly think about it, I think we've all been in the stage like, all men are evil. I was in the stage. And if you think about that and then you see the evil in all men or all women or whoever, I think you know where I'm heading with this. It doesn't make you happier or more fulfilled or give you any kind of satisfaction, only like maybe short term, like, yes, I showed that person that they're all bad. But I think you know what I'm trying to say. So it leaves you sadder, it leaves you angrier, it leaves you bitterer, more bitter. And it doesn't make you happy, especially not in the long term. So changing the role and becoming the opposite is not serving us, at least not long term. And I think everybody wants to build on long term happiness, long term satisfaction, joy, success whatsoever. And so that is very important. None of both roles are serving us in any way. Exactly. And then what I'd also like to add is that that we usually sympathize with victims. So the perpetrators are always the bad people. Of course, no one likes them. I mean, who does? And so we sympathize with victims. And this is a good thing. So I'm not saying that people who have lived through very bad experiences, who experienced violence in any kind of form, or who've lost a loved one, or who've had like a row of bad incidents happening in their life, whatsoever. It is important to show empathy, to show compassion, to show love, and it is important to, you know, comfort people who are experiencing bad things or who have been experiencing bad things. And more importantly, though, is to get them back into their power, to help them get back on track and assist them in taking over responsibility for their life and their life situation again. Also, if you have experienced any kind of bad things in your life, I think we all have, but important is that those incidents or those things that happened, they don't define you or your identity. Of course, they do define the actions you took or certain paths you went on to, but they never define your identity. So, for example, let's take me. I am not depression. Like, I've been depressed, I've lived through depressive episodes in my life, but it doesn't define my personality. My personality is defined by, I don't know, I'm loving, I'm funny, I guess. I think I'm funny. My mom says I'm funny. You know, those things define you, but never things that happened in your life that you assume happened to you. So those things are not who you are, and don't build your identity around the negative stuff that happened in your life. You can build it around the positive stuff, but always keep in mind that your identity should also exist without things that happened in your life. So let's say I'm a bachelor, but that doesn't define my identity. I have a bachelor title, but if I wouldn't have that, I'd still be a loving, kind human. That's what I'm trying to say. And then a very important issue that I'll probably do a whole episode about, but I like to mention it now too, is this whole parents situation. So, you know, how our parents usually, tried their best to give us the right, basis to enter life as adults. And they tried their best to raise us in the most perfect or in the best way they could. But of course, they made mistakes. And, many things, like many patterns that we experience now can be traced back to our parents. And then there's this typical blame shame story. So because my parents never did that, always did that, I will never or whatsoever. And if you think about it, this is never going to lead you anywhere. Of course, there's people who have very bad, a very bad foundation, and people with a better foundation. But no matter where you came from, who your parents were, where you were raised, how you were raised, where you lived, if you have money, if you don't have money, which school you went, and all that stuff, it doesn't matter, because people will see you for who you are right now, and they're not going to ask you about how your parents raised you. And when you go out there and are full of rage, and then you explode in the middle of a crowd of people, they're not going to ask, oh, so is that because your parents weren't blah, 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 whatever. So no matter what your parents did, you need to forgive them, or what other people did to you, or what circumstances, situations you've experienced. Forgiveness is super powerful, and I've learned about it, or tried it, I think from August, September on, because I was exactly like that. I blamed a lot on my family and friends, maybe relationships whatsoever, and I held on to that, and I couldn't move forward in life because I was carrying this blame story, and I felt really victimized, and you know, the poor little Nina wouldn't be depressed if, and so on, if it hadn't happened, and blah, 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 and all that. And like I said, the key is forgiveness, and forgiveness doesn't mean that you let people off the hook. You know, people hurt you, people do stuff that's not good, but you do stuff that's not good either. So you don't forgive people for letting them off the hook. You forgive them for yourself so you can move on in life. Forgiveness helped, I could practice forgiveness the best with meditation. So I, wrote down a text, and then I chanted it like a mantra, and it took a bit, and it really helped me. Because the thing is, you always, it's like a pattern. So you keep getting into the same situations if you don't resolve them. Meaning that if I... Okay, let's say my mom never, or for me as a woman, it's easier that way. So my dad never showed me how to have a good relationship with a man. So I always enter relationships that are not filled with unconditional love, because I simply cannot receive this kind of love. So I always let partners in my life that don't give me that. Is this story true, or did I just invent it? Anyway, you can speculate about that. What I'm trying to say is that I'll keep entering those kind of relationships then if I don't resolve this issue. You don't need to talk to that person that supposedly hurt you personally, but you need to practice forgiveness for yourself so you can leave this behind and enter into a new, I don't know how to say this, but like break the pattern and reform it. And don't hold on to your blame stories. Your parents, for example, they usually did their best. If you ask them about how their parents were, and then you compare it to how they were to you, you probably realize that they did so much better, or that they tried so much better just to give you the best life possible. And like I said, it's not serving you. It's just hiding. So once I talked to my neighbor, she's like 80, one of my neighbors, and no, she's not 80. I'm glad she didn't hear that. I think she's like 70. I don't know. Anyway, she told me the story of how her mother used to hit her when she did something bad. And she held on to that. She was like, yeah, and because my mother did that, I entered so many relationships where I had abusive men in my life, or even a husband. And it's all her fault. And I hate her so much. And you could see that she carried all this anger inside of her. And she's so old, and she still carries that. And it really made me think, like, let go of those stories. And if you can't do it alone, get help. It doesn't always need to be a therapist or a coach. You can always talk to a friend about it too. And last but not least, I would like to mention the same kind of thing in relationships. So when we enter like a love relationship, of course, there will be certain patterns that will only come up when you're that close to somebody, when you're that intimate. And it's not like you need to resolve all of your issues at once. That's usually not possible. Also, you sometimes weren't aware of them before you entered the relationship. And on some things, it's easier to work with a partner. It's important to be aware of those facts, and also to make the other person aware of certain things that you haven't resolved yet, and that you constantly work on them. It's not like, okay, first I have to get perfect and then I can do that. No, no perfectionism. We talked about that. It's important to mention it, and it's important to work on it. And it's also important to not forgive the other person everything they do, because, now that's because his father, her mother, her brother, blah, 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 blah. And you forgive them, but you still carry that inside of you. Don't do that. Like, we are responsible for how we act, how we treat people, and we should always treat them with love and respect. And you deserve to receive the same kind of respect and love from the people you're in relationships with, or that you interact with, or whatever. So don't sell yourself for less. I think that's what I tried to say. Anyway, further material. As always, we've reached the end of the episode, and I would like to provide some further material. Today's further material are, again, a book and a video. First of all, I'd like to mention the book. It is called Now by Eckhart Tolle. Oh, damn it, it's on the other side of the shelf, but I have the Spanish version anyway. And most people know Eckhart Tolle. He's a German now spiritual teacher. He's very wise and he shares his wisdom in speeches, but also in this book. And he kind of like answers questions in it. So he came from a very, very depressed like basis, and he found his way out by living in the now. So by not like living in the future or loathing in the past, but by living right now, because now like frees you from your troubles, from your anxieties, because they lie either in the past or the future. And he teaches people how to appreciate that. And the second material is a video, like I said. It's German, but I think you can put subtitles because it's on YouTube. And it's by Tobias Beck, who is a German life coach. And it's called Motivation, and it does motivate you. And I really like how it starts off like, oh yeah, nice, cool. And then at some point he says like, and I don't care about your childhood stories. Like, let them go, and you need to take responsibility. And that's what I really liked, because he tackles that issue and he compares it to his own childhood and life situation and how he managed to be the person he is right now. So yes, that's the further material for today. Then I have a question for you. And the question is, in which areas of life do you still feel victimized? So where do you not take responsibility right now? And which are areas that you could improve in life? And yes, I hope that you liked this episode. If you did, press like, hit subscribe, download this episode if you're on Spotify, iTunes, or whatever. Leave me your feedback, your ideas, your thoughts in the comments or on Instagram. I've learned a new word. It's not under slash, but underscore. So little underscore happy underscore mess is my Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook, without the underscore thing. and I'm really happy to hear about you. Yeah, then I wish you a great weekend. And yeah, stay fly and stay tuned. And I will see you next week. Have a bright day.